William Miller is the public safety director at Norfolk Southern. So, Will, how do those numbers compare to what we would have seen, say, 10, 20, 30 years ago? One would hope that we are seeing fewer each year. Do we see fewer each year, or what's the trend?
Well, Chris, I mean, the numbers really speak for themselves. It's a staggering number. But if you look back 30 years, 20 years ago, there have been significant reductions in the number of these types of events.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you look back over the last 10 years, the trend line really has plateaued. And thankfully, we're not seeing increases, but we're also not seeing the decreases that we really need to have in our country.
Mm. So, again, we mentioned Rail Safety Week. Talk about the goals then. Obviously, the overarching goal is to reduce those numbers.
It is. This is an opportunity to get information out to people in a concentrated manner. So Rail Safety Week started in 2017. So this is year number six. It's really headed up by Operation Lifesaver, who is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. But the railroads have been doing these type of safety efforts for a long time, because at Norfolk Southern, our trains run 24/7, 365, but so do our safety efforts. What Rail Safety Week gives us is an opportunity to really get out and remind the public of their role in keeping themselves safe.
So with that in mind, let's talk about some of the top safety tips, whether we're walking or driving around railroad tracks. And a lot of this is going to be stuff that people have heard before, but obviously the numbers tell us it bears repeating.
Yeah, well, and hopefully I'll be able to share a couple things that maybe they haven't heard before. Let's talk about walking first. And the first thing that I would say, that train tracks are made to do one thing, and that's carry trains. It's not a place to walk, jog, take a shortcut. We only want people to cross by foot or, say, on bicycle at designated railroad crossings. The other thing is, it's private property. It's not a public right-of-way by any means. So the only people that should be on railroad property or definitely near the tracks are, you know, our employees or, you know, people that are trained and have a reason to be there.
And with respect to drivers?
Yeah, with respect to drivers, look, there are three leading causes for those type of incidents that happen in the United States. And that's either the driver just did not stop and got hit by a train, the driver stopped on the crossing and got hit by a train, or the driver chose to go around lower crossing gates and gets hit by a train. Those things, they're not accidents. They're completely preventable. And so what we want people to know is, you know, when you see a track, think train. Always be looking for a train when you approach a highway crossing. And if you do these things, you know, you'll be fine. And it can take more than a mile for your average freight train to come to a stop. We say trains can stop. They can't stop quickly. So, you know, by the time the train crew would see someone on the tracks, either walking or, you know, a car that's stopped on the tracks, it's probably really too late for them to do anything
right
at that point.